Millie in the building. She might make an appearance. We'll see. Maybe not. School closer, Money.
Is it what?
School closer.
Oh, I thought you said school closed on Monday. I was like, what?
Y'all, Money is a battered mother. She didn't get beat by a man.
I'm just tired.
It's Camille beat my ass. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you. But I know, I understand the strain of dealing with toddlers all day.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all understand. Y'all try to understand the process. But,
Just a little bit.
Moms be tired, so if you know a mom out there,
send her $25 or whatever.
And I'm like, you know, say shut up to her kid, you know, just
mind your business.
Don't think she is that bitch. Other she a mean mommy. She's just, she told her child to be quiet 30 times.
That meme, that was like, I ain't coming up here on here, you mean mommy.
Mean mommy.
Kids were really trying your patience, and that's what everybody was saying under the comments. Like, y'all don't know these kids bad.
So by the time you saw me react, you know, in a negative, nasty way, it looks like a bad mommy. But
I already asked this child nicely 100 times before.
And for whatever reason, kids don't understand nice. I'm just tired of answering questions. I'm tired of doing stuff. Putting on somebody else's shoes. Like, I'm just tired.
Oh, God.
It's a little thing. I'm tired.
That's one thing you never think about. You really got to tie her shoes and put them on her every single time.
Every time. I told Kim this morning, I just want to be a baby daddy. Because they literally get to live the life of someone who don't have a child. Every day, you just by yourself.
And that's all of them by default. Like, they just don't.
And why is that the rule?
I don't know.
And then when they do get the child, they just getting all the praise. Cause,
right.
Oh, look at you, a dad.
Or you just
child.
Get the fun times. You get the weekends.
Holidays. I gotta wake up early. I gotta get nobody breakfast.
Sounds like a scam to me.
And then, you know, his friends take us to the mall and buy her a $5 toy. Leave me alone.
I mean, hate me, but I'm not. Hate me.
That. I watched it 50 times on TikTok when I first saw it.
Because you can tell deep in her spirit, she truly hates it.
Because why was you horny?
That video, you gotta see me there because that is funny to me, okay? But it's Halloween! Yay!
Happy Halloween.
It's spooky. Spooky season is almost over. Real ghetto that Halloween is the last day of the month.
You know, I just saw Hocus Pocus last year for the first time. And Dominique mentioned Halloween Town yesterday. And I was like, never seen Halloween Town either.
What?
For some reason, that whole Disney Channel era of all these cute little movies.
You missed it?
I just wasn't a fan of none of those. Twitches was like my number one.
Hold on now. Wait a minute now.
They play little Twitches and I'm out of
here. Wait. So, no Halloween Town, no Hocus Pocus, none of the other. Don't look at it in the bed.
I mean, I remember those.
But you wasn't like, oh my gosh. First of all, Halloween Town is that girl. She just did a TikTok. The lady who stars in it, she was like, you know how they do like the throat. Like, I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. It really like, she put that costume on and posed. God. Y'all don't know.
I was like, why don't these movies like that? I don't know Twitches 2 like that. I still didn't watch it.
I need to watch the regular, like the first Twitches.
Twitches 1, I was in bed like,
a classic. Like, stop playing with it. Even though the story was like exactly the same as Sister Sister. Tamara was the rich one.
Right.
They found each other. Tia was the poor.
Can Tia catch a break, please?
Okay, why y'all got Tia always being the poor girl?
You would like to see her in the lavish life? Oh, bless it.
Anyway,
but she did get Dermot.
But then Dermot got Janae, so then where are we really?
We're recording our podcast right now. You can say hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Was Camille on the podcast before?
Yeah. Tyler Takeover.
Like, Tyler? Oh, she did.
She was in the background and, like, she was talking a little bit. She was, like, shy, though. Like, she didn't want to talk.
If I didn't say it was recorded, she probably would have talked more. She probably think we just stayed here talking.
Right, just talking. So how was your, like, what y'all doing?
Zombie Clown.
Oh, wait, what were y'all? It's Spectacular. Oh, Chucky. Wait, you said Camille picked that out?
Chaz, but yeah, she picked that up.
Let's go.
Right, I'm talking to YouTube. Okay.
Well, you said she just wanted makeup on her face.
There. I meant to ask you because I can't remember if you said you was doing something for Halloween or if you was gonna be home
today.
Or trying to find something.
Today I'll just be here. I might go to the house, but I got like work to do.
Do you want to clean out makeup?
Sure.
Bring us something.
The white? Y'all talking about like regular clowns, right?
Whatever you want to do.
I
was thinking, because I don't have none of the white stuff, so I'm like, maybe just like, you know, a little clown.
Yeah, I definitely got the white stuff for y'all. So.
Oh, you have the white stuff?
Uh huh.
God. Okay. Gotta bring it to life.
I gotta show you the makeup I did last night, because sister's makeup last night, because she went as Crush on You, Lil' Kim.
Oh, snap.
And, like, it's me, like, as we proceed to give you what you need.
Look at this lady. Okay.
I thought she did so good. I was, like, so proud.
Good job, kid.
Thanks.
But I was thinking about that on the bed. First of all, I was laying in bed all morning, like, you know, because it's a project.
Mm-hmm.
Processing project, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, like, I was trying to just get myself into the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
It was just a process. McDonald's is trash. Like, the process to get our food was trash. Everything just kept crumbling up under me. I'm just like, God, what are we doing?
It's you. She's talking about, yo, she came in. And she was already looking so, like, woebegone.
She's defeated. I'm like, hey, 10 o'clock? Is it 10 o'clock yet?
It's like 10:30.
10:38. Jesus.
Okay. She's talking about, I asked God to kill me in the car. First of all, don't even play like that. Don't play like that. Okay. So how was family homecoming?
It was okay. I don't know if I'd be more excited if I was, like, going to the club and with, like, friends. Mm-hmm. Or if I was okay with the way we just kind of went with, like, family and just kind of walked around and stuff.
What does it entail? Because I know it's a game. I don't know what. Like, what was going on there? That,
throughout the whole week, if you were a student, of course, you know, it's a whole week long of events. But, you know, us as alumni, we go in there. It's still events that people can go to.
Uh-huh.
They go to clubs and stuff. I don't know. I'm just not a club goer anymore.
I understand. But
that wasn't, like, on my agenda, of course, and I had to come in.
Because I've seen...
Just walking around the vendors and with food and the people selling clothes.
Okay, so where was that? Was that on
all
campus?
Around the stadium.
Oh, okay, so okay, okay.
Think about these vendors, like, around it.
First of all, I just love seeing everybody in their orange and green. It just makes me so happy. I love it so much. First of all, I didn't know there was that many orange and green out there, but y'all be finding them, and y'all be putting them on, and I'm here for it.
I was disappointed about the selection this year, though. I had a list, and... I didn't get anything on my list.
Yet. A shopping list?
I didn't get anything on my list, really.
Wait, a list for where?
For the vendors, like just stuff to buy.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, people be making stuff and stuff you can't just buy everywhere.
Right.
Something, everything I want. I really want a FAMU jacket that's orange.
They you always be selling clothes.
Yeah.
Like
Nelia, like FAMU Nelia.
Okay.
If you, you know, in a sorority or fraternity, got hella stuff for like people like that too. So
oh, that's fun. So is that where you could have, like, maybe gotten that jacket you was looking for?
Right. That's why I'm going down there with high hopes, thinking, you know, everybody gonna have all this stuff. And it was a lot of jackets, but again, I want an orange jacket.
Right.
Y'all got the black and the green. And not even, like, the cute green that I like. You got, like, this olive color that's kind of like, what are we doing? That's not it. So I stayed away from those. I wanted a family bucket hat. Nobody had a bucket hat.
Wait.
I wanted a fanny pack.
Y'all slipping. Wait a minute.
So I'm looking at Dion because we had to say, I'm like, Dion, this is my list. She's like, cool. I'm like, no, Dion, now I see there's a need for this. And Moni's just going to have to provide
you just
got to
fill it. Yeah. Oh, love that.
Nobody had bucket hats. Don't be sending my ideas, hoes.
You're going to have to fill it because.
Because a nice bamboo fanny pack to go like.
Fuck yes. What do you mean?
I'm like, I'm ready now.
So did you like y'all shirts?
Yeah, I just made us more medical shirts and bamboo colors.
Okay. Cute.
Oh, bless it. And in the weather, because everybody used to be hot and it was a little nip out there.
I would think.
And I was like,
Because that came to mind and I was like, I would think that. Because it's always at the end of October, right? But I guess we are in Florida, so it's really
it's
a toss-up.
The latest day I had it in October.
Oh, yes, it is a toss-up. And it didn't get cold till like, last week.
Everybody's like, damn, my outfit's ruined, because
right.
I thought we were going to be Hoochie Mamas out here, and we're not.
You really got to have, like, two. You're going to have, like, the cold outfit and the maybe hot outfit. Mm-hmm. Just like last year on Christmas. Was it Christmas or Thanksgiving? It was Thanksgiving, because it was hot, and everybody's outfit was ruined. I was like, it was ruined.
Christmas be back the same. It'd be chillier, of course, early in the morning. But that's just Florida, just in the morning.
It's just trash. I'd like a real winter. I say that now, but every time I'll be like, it's just cold. It's so cold outside in Florida or not. But yeah, I don't know what Kiara put the kids in. I know she's supposed to be taking... Oh, I didn't even notice you got it. Didn't even notice. She said she got the kids something and she gonna take no trick-or-treat. So I was like, okay, my bean.
Well, she say what they were?
She might have, but I just don't remember what it was. Kaya dressed Kazi up in a Buzz Lightyear costume, so I was...
Except she was Woody.
I don't know. She did. I don't think she had a costume.
I don't like when parents don't help complete the set, because you and your baby daddy could have been Woody and Jesse.
Speaking of completing the set, Carly Bible, it's just her. She just had a costume for her and her baby. Where's her man?
Oh, I'll take that, though. As long as you participated. The mom, I'll take it.
I was just wondering, like, why? I thought, I mean, this is her first baby, first, I think pretty sure this is first Halloween.
First Halloween.
I would have thought she'd been excited for the cut, unless y'all don't.
Fuck baby daddies,
which
bro.
Would be tragic, because God damn, y'all just got together, or just had this baby. But he not nowhere on her social media no more.
Oh, dang. Maybe you took the pictures.
Maybe. But also, she's a YouTuber. She don't need nobody to take her pictures. Put that thing on a tripod and hit the button.
I like people actually put the effort into their Halloween. I like Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. These are going to be core memories for my child.
Definitely. And money every year. She, first of all, let's be this. She never has just one set thing. She's absolutely always not coming up with different things.
You got to have multiple.
Somebody asked me to be, what was it where you was like, oh, Kim, let's go with that and we could go together.
Wilma and Daddy?
Yes. No, that wasn't it. I hope that was it. Because somebody asked me last night. And I was like, my friend suggested that to me the other day. Maybe that was
Kim Possible.
That's what it was.
Hello, what are we waiting for?
Talking about she want me and I mean to be Kim and Ron. Girl, leave me alone.
Fire y'all little gerbil somewhere and let's go. Get it done.
Leave me. And
I said I could be She-Go. I said, can I be y'all She-Go?
That's what you wanted. Because my cousin was like, you should be She-Go. And I was like, my friend said something about it the other day. She wanted me to be Kim Possible.
Because you're Kim. Okay, next year's planning. We got to do that next year. I'm not kidding. Don't look at me like,
you're going to come up with something better before then.
Of course I will, but that's not the
point. We can't do the ball.
I said, that's just, yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
Yes, we can.
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. I did want to do that Wilma and Betty. That would have been real cute.
That would have been real cute. I saw a couple do that. They had
she bright. Jesus, that peak is bright. Shit.
Speaking of, I never showed you this video.
Hello.
I'm so glad she came out, because I wouldn't have remembered this.
Came out
the apartment.
Oh, what's she been doing?
Girl, a mess.
I thought she was gone because I haven't heard a story about her in so long. Girl! Baby, what you doing?
She's talking about.
That's that car right there, dog.
No.
So they came back?
Oh, yeah, that is that car.
Girl! She is upset.
Oh! I was like,
if you can pull the fucking blinds, get all up in the business. Well, she gonna follow him.
She did end up leaving. I don't know if I got that part, but she definitely ended up leaving.
Was it a man or a woman driving
the car? I think, okay, so she be having this light-skinned big boy come up there with her. So I was thinking that was her man. And I'm thinking that's the car he drives. So maybe they got into it. Because before the video started, she was like, get my keys. I'm guessing that man drove off with her keys.
That's her favorite line, ain't it?
I guess so, child.
Because like the last time you talked about her, she was out there talking about give me something.
That's why I think something wrong with her, because they be taking her keys, and that got to be for a reason. But then she also got her car and drove away. So what keys?
What keys?
Your house keys?
Look at us. Detectives.
Because I think he did have a house key. It's me being all these people.
Because what was this? Yesterday?
No, this was like last week or something.
Oh, okay. I thought they didn't call already back. So shit, y'all made up.
But it did come back. Not that day. It came back the next day. This is October 22nd.
Oh, and that spot, that's not a spot.
That's not a spot.
Because I was that damn, whatever that car, Hyundai Sonata. What is that? Whatever car it is. Anybody who parked right there, I'll be pissed.
Mind you, it was one morning. I'm talking about 7. It was early boots, and it used to be, which granted, like, I kind of understood, but it was this like giant ass Hertz truck that used to be parked in that non-ass spot, and she came outside, and her car was parked where that white car is.
Yeah.
So she came outside, she was like, somebody better move this motherfucking Hertz truck, somebody better move this truck, I start kicking this bitch. I'm like,
that's what she get, okay, she got it right back, because there's somebody parked right in your spot, when you be trying to park.
And obviously, can't nobody get out, you're stuck.
Like, you are really stuck, out. But she's, the fact that she, oh my God. Yeah, who got you? Ooh, we so nosy, y'all.
That's her nigga.
That's the boy? He was light skinned?
Yes, that gotta be him.
It's him driving off the way he drove off. He could have ran over her foot.
And there was some people outside, like, way down that I didn't see when I was recording. I was like, ooh. I just know the neighbors be looking at her like, she is a hot ass mess.
I thought she had to move him.
I'm hoping she do. I'm praying for the time she do move.
Go.
Oh my God, I'm talking about out there smoking blacks, blasting me. Why you got smoking black in your car? Like, I don't know. I think she got kids. But if you're doing all that, then you should be able to smoke in the bathroom of your home. Like, it's not real. It's just black. So I don't understand. But you know, I live for the drama. I was so excited to get that video. I was like, ooh, somebody's yelling. Gotta go see.
That's how she got all it. Over it. You don't chase somebody car down?
Girl, I did, but futile. Absolutely futile. Because as you know, cars are much faster than humans.
It's a funny girl.
I did. Mind your business, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's just embarrassing. It's so sad. What you need to know the context. You don't need to know the context. Where are you?
I need to know.
No.
I never chase nobody's car.
Should have you looking stupid, feeling stupid?
Because if I'm mad enough to go outside of where I'm like, well, how she was, I'm going to have a bat or something. Because at this point, I'm mad as hell.
I'll make sure you can't get away.
So I'm going to make sure it's going to be some damage. You might get away, but it's going to be some damage to your car.
She was trying to rip the windshield wiper off the car, too.
What was she trying to do? She was hanging on the front.
She was trying to rip that thing. Girl. And he really almost ran over her. Oh, my God. Y'all be
domestic. Men live for moments like that. So tell them that you're crazy. Right. Whatever. But tell them what you did. Y'all, come here, throw a book at me.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wait.
We was in Sam's. Me and her Dolly was grocery shopping. Uh-huh. She had some kind of book, and she wanted to either show me something or just want me to put it in my basket. She and Dominique cart. And I had turned around. I was like, no, can I just hold it? Turned around, walking away. And next thing I saw, something hit me in the back of the head.
Oh, wait, in the back of the head?
Yeah, I'm turned around. Oh, really? Because the show, I turned around. Oh. I turned around, she, Mommy, I hit her so hard.
I know you did.
I said, you just threw a book at the back of my head. And I popped her. Now she crying. Da, 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 da. I said, you saw what she just did, though, right? Then I called my mama. She come in and said, being the victim. I said, Mom, Granny Love, oh, Mommy hurt my feelings. Mommy hit me. I said, I saw what you did.
Really?
This girl threw a book at the back. I was still up here, like.
In shock. Like.
I'm going to beat your ass in the stove.
I got you. You tried my gangster. Like, you really just tried me.
I was just trying to hand it to you, Mom, with my back turned. Come on, catch me outside. That's what I want to tell her. Because ain't no way.
Cute at me. Cute at me when that girl was squirting with that little
girl. I heard this bot too. I should have ran up and knocked her out. I just felt so trapped. I was like, but what about me?
Right.
Don't you told her that when my mom turned around, I just throw her in the back of her head and ain't nothing going to happen to me. Because I obviously gave you.
She learned her lesson that day.
I was.
It's the fact that Dominique was trapped. Because I understand. It was one day Kira came in the house. And I'm talking about, you could tell she had been with Kingston all day long. They had went to a birthday party. He was just tripping. So he came in and the first thing he did was go to turn the TV on. And she was like, what are you doing? Go to bed. Like, so I could tell that on the way home, she was like, as soon as you get in this house, you going to bed. Yeah. And he tried her and was just like, trying to turn the TV on. He was like, mm-hmm. She's like, Kira started hollering. I'm talking about screaming. Like, you can do what you want all day. You don't have to tell me what you want to do. So normally I'd be like, okay, don't be letting that baby. But I was like, you know, let me mind my business. Because she done with Kason all day. I know Kason. I know he was showing out. And she's tired. Like, and she was pregnant, I'm pretty sure, at the time. So she was definitely tired.
Struggle.
So bad to come up on this book at the back of your head.
You know, I've never in my life felt so tried.
Oh.
A book. It was a book.
And she threw it at the back of your head.
I literally turned around. I was like, yeah, come here, just hold it. Turn around, walk away with my buggy. Boom. I said, you were just hitting with no goddamn book. Like, Mommy, I'm just trying to pass it to you with my back turned. No, you're trying to take me out. You're trying to kill me. It didn't work. And now I'm going to beat your ass.
They want to cry. So she was trying to take me out. Oh my God, I cannot believe that. See, that would have been, she'll remember that.
Core memory, I'm trying to tell you, I hope it sticks.
Yeah, she'll remember that. I'm not talking about the book today at all.
Oh, look at my, I just still cannot believe that.
You ain't a little bold. She's a little bolder than I was.
It hit me in the back of the head, it hit me in the shoulder, it hit me in the butt.
I thought you was going to say the butt. I thought you was going to say like your back or your butt.
Head.
It hit you in the back of your head.
You had to chuck this shit up high, first of all.
And aim for my head.
You wanted to kill me. You want to take me out? Yeah. I don't understand it.
I'll give you a pass.
Because you wouldn't throw that. You wouldn't do that to Christopher. She wouldn't do that to Kitty. She wouldn't do it to you. Why me? Why I get treated like this?
Right.
I just bought your Halloween costume. Like, we have a good time. You like it, shit. And you want to throw a book in my head?
Child.
This is what mother said.
First time I say no, it's like I never said
it. Oh, you said Kieran, you could tell she was with him all day.
All day. I knew she was tired. I knew he was acting a fool. And normally I'd be like, okay, come here, Case. And I was like, you know what? Let me mind my auntie ass business.
And yesterday she started with the bullshit again. And you could tell Tracy D, it was me, Tracy D, and Dominique. And I was with her all day. Mm-hmm. So by the time they started to wind down, y'all started to feel how I feel by the end of the day when I'm with her all day. Because now y'all aggravated when she whined. Now y'all aggravated when she talking too much. Oh, when it's me by myself with her, y'all
was doing
don't treat her like that. It's okay, she just a chat. Oh no, I thought y'all said she not aggravated. I thought y'all said let kids be. Let her talk. No, let her talk your head off.
Right.
Let her whine. She's just a child. Oh, well, no, now y'all aggravated like I be aggravated. She's like, Mommy, I'm hungry. She's telling everybody, oh, I got ready to go eat. Here we go. Let the shit go in. And action. That's what kids hear in their head. And action.
As soon as they hear, no, just calm down. Oh, it's time for me to turn up then. Okay. See, kids, we was talking, because yesterday I walked with me, my daddy, my auntie, granny, and my cousin. She came. And we was all talking about just the normal stuff, childhood trauma, you know, y'all got me fucked up, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And my granny, she was like looking around the table as we was like talking about it. She was like, this is scary. She was like, this is some scary shit.
What, that everybody felt a way about?
Yeah,
something?
And I'm like, granny.
I'm sure it's something her siblings felt a way about.
You know? She swear her upbringing was just, like, she'll say, like, oh, we had to go through this, we had to go through that. But she'll just say, like, oh, we laughed about it when we got grown. What are we supposed to do for the rest of us? We supposed to laugh about it? But that, yesterday was all parents versus child. Y'all got us fucked up. But now it's like, okay, I guess I can see the plight of a
Yeah. Especially if there's more than one child saying the same thing. All right, now.
Definitely. Because y'all,
it's not clicking, Steven.
You've been a child and a parent. I've been a child. So, I'll just stay in my lane.
Jesus. And I'm scared that, you know, when kids grow up, they obviously, well, mom used to tell me, shut up. And mom used to tell me, leave me alone all the time. So, that stuff like that, I'm hoping that's not a creating core memory in my head. If I did, I'd be like, come here, leave me alone. And then I'll say it, I'm like, okay, damn, I don't want her to grow up unless she can't bother me and can't talk to me. Great. Now I got to let me just, but now, and then it's me suffering, because now I'm like, I really just want to be 5 minutes in peace. But I got to suck it up because I don't want to feel
neglected.
So what about my mental health?
Right. Does that not matter?
Does it not matter? So I can suffer. It's a struggle. The daily struggle of a parent. I would never, y'all was on the phone with Kayla one time, and I don't know what Cherish did, but Kayla's like, shut up! Yeah. Like, you know, like you said, Kira, like, I'll lift up your lungs. And I just sat there, and I didn't say, oh, don't tell her to shut up. I just, like, I felt that. Because I don't know what Cherish did. It could have been the smallest thing. But you know what? That was the start of broke Camel's back. Yeah. Hey, you're not going to sit your mind down somewhere.
Right now.
And but I realized, because I had obviously been getting to come here like that all day. And I'm like, oh, that's how I sound. That sounds mean. I feel so
mean,
bad.
Mommy.
Mommy.
I do be getting kind of sad, though, because I remember, like, being in a corner store one day. And I'm not even playing. This girl had to be younger than Camille. And her mama was like, what the fuck is you doing? Get your motherfucking ass over here.
Me, mommy?
No, that's truly me, mommy. You don't have to cuss at your baby like that.
Sound like a stranger now. Oh, look, leave me alone, shut up. Okay.
Okay, fine. But no. Okay, what you
saying? That is me, mommy.
Mary, I was so uncomfortable. I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay, so this girl named Stormy Rebel on Facebook, she made a post that said, is single motherhood a flex or a flaw? Why? So my answer was, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
It could be both. And somebody said it's a flipped flaw. Mm. And that was somebody else's response. I was like, I kind of feel that. It's both, pretty mm-hmm. much. But Kayla also made a response. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's the worst thing ever to happen in life. And if people go around saying they happy and single with kids, they a bold-faced lie. I have my days where I feel exactly like that. But I have other days I'm like, I'm handle this shit. Like, I'm a boss-ass mom. I don't handle this and this. That's why I said it's a flex flaw. Because I have my days I'm like, this you on your shit. Like, you got good stuff going for yourself as a mom. But then other days I'm like, this is some bullshit. Like how we just said with the mom and dad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get off of, get the kids for a couple hours, maybe a couple days, and that's just the best thing ever. But then the mom be struggling all throughout the week and the rest of the month. Like,
so when y'all say single or other, y'all mean, because I think a woman who is single who has a child, which, cause, you know, she could have a village, she could, the dad could be totally active. Or do y'all mean like a single mother, like a woman who's only, the only one taking care of this child?
I think that's a, I see, I don't know, everybody's definition is different too.
Okay.
Because if that's the case, then that's I guess people see that as a flaw. It's just me. I don't have nobody helping
right.
me. I would definitely say, okay, flaw. And I think that's why she made the comment she made, because if you're doing it all by yourself, I can see why that would make you feel like it's a flaw. Yeah,
right. I can see both sides. Like you said, sometimes I feel like a boss. Like, I'm doing this by myself. But then other times, it's like, why do I have to do this by myself?
Right.
Nobody should have to do it by themselves.
You got to do a poll. What does single motherhood mean to you? That means just a single woman? Because I'm a single woman. That's why I said I'm a single mom. But, you know, let Christopher hear that. That's just the end of the world. You ain't a single mom. But I'm a single mom.
Like,
but you're not single mom. You're doing it by yourself. Okay.
That's the only thing. Because you told me that before. And that was the only thing that made me think, like, so what are we
doing? It made me think, too. So I'm like, so what am I? What is my category then?
Right. What, you going to say a mom who's single? Like, a single
mom. You
going to
say it backwards? Because it's the same
thing. It's the same thing. Anybody said you weren't doing nothing. I just said I'm a single mom.
But I guess most people, when they hear
you're single
mom.
You're a single dad.
Mom,
shit.
When they hear single mom or single dad, they feel like somebody who's literally alone. They don't have no help.
Yeah,
I guess that's
the
stigma behind that name.
Yeah. So which I never understood why, like, people be trying to make, like, oh, you a single mother. You a baby mama. Why are you trying to make that the gotcha? Like, are you trying to make it? Like, why are you putting the blame on me that I ain't got no help? Obviously, like, people be trying to make me feel bad because they're single mothers, but that's not your fault.
Right.
So, like, why are you trying to make me feel bad about it? I don't get it.
Because y'all gonna go to the baby daddy face and say that.
Right. Nobody ever does that. They just laugh at you like, ha, you a single mother. Okay, but that's not. Or, like, people be talking about people who are fatherless. You ain't got your daddy. How is that my fault? Or, like, they don't want to talk to women who if you ain't got a close relationship with your father, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be with you because you're not wife material because you ain't got a daddy.
Okay. See?
I'm just trying to figure out at what point, how y'all making men's failures women's fault? How? I'm very confused about that part.
Like, but, is this our fault? Our dads ain't going to be around? Or our baby daddy ain't going to be around?
Like, I did it when I was a baby. Somebody tweeted something and it was like, he got a baby now and a baby mama, whatever. And he was like, I totally understand why my daddy left. I said, no.
Dads just be living their best life out here.
He talked about, I totally understand why my dad left. This shit hard.
When you told me that, you know, your dad, you know, you raised you most of the time too. Like, you literally lived with your dad. I was like, oh, I don't know that life.
Like, everybody is like, so where your mom? People always assume, like, so where your mama at? And I'm like, well, she lived down the street or whatever.
But see, they would never say, what am I going to say? Somehow I was saying how the moms always had a baby and the dad get up a little bit and then, oh, you get all the praise. They would look, if they would hear that story, like, oh, your mama must be a deadbeat.
That's exactly what they would think. Oh, your daddy's amazing.
Mama must be on drugs, your deadbeat, she in jail, or she passed away. Like, that's the stuff that they assume when mothers don't have the kids. Mm-hmm. It's never the opposite, though.
No.
Daddy must be at work.
Daddy
must be busy or asleep or home or work. You know, why is it a negative thing when we don't see the mama around, but you see the dad and the kid? But we see the mom
people
and the
look
kid.
At it like it's just such a sweet story. Because I tell people, like when I
which
tell
which was cute because it's not as common as what you would think.
I mean, but like, it's not as common, and I get why everybody's like, interesting, tell me more.
Because they try to figure out what's wrong with the mama.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
That's exactly it. Because it's like you and Dominique being raised by Kitty, I'm sure nobody batted an eye. Nobody thought like that was weird or, oh, y'all live with your mama. But everybody was like, you live with your daddy.
What's wrong with her?
Every single time. That was the answer.
That's so interesting. See how they do moms? Because the mama don't have a child, it's a problem. There's something wrong with her, or you neglecting your child. You ain't, or you're not a fit mother, blah, blah, blah. But when the dad don't have a child, he don't get that same. He's just a busy dad. Right. He's just a guy out here living his life.
I kind of feel bad because I said Maura should have been in that baby.
Oh, stop it. I never said that.
My friend.
I said bad and controller.
Because not all my friend, but my cousin, she was like, we were talking about it yesterday, and she was like, oh, I just wanted something. She's like, I'm scared to say, but I just wanted something bad to happen. And I was like, well, go ahead and say it, go ahead. And she was like, I really wanted her to have a miscarriage. And I was like, oh my God, that's terrible.
I see that as a thing, like a storyline they would try to fit. But yeah, that whole mom and dad, baby mama thing.
It's trash.
And I'm glad you asked that about the single motherhood, because everybody got a different definition.
Definitely.
Because I would definitely say, like, I'm a single mom. I used to hate going to the WIC office, the doctor's office, the wherever with her by myself. Mm-hmm. Cause y'all gonna look dead at me and be like, oh, yeah, she's a single mom, she got a baby daddy. She made a mistake, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The whole time he had food. Like, he in class, right. He in college.
Right.
Which I didn't tell me. But like,
and you should not tell nobody that.
But I shouldn't have to tell
you
that.
I'm sure people was looking at you crazy.
All the time. And I hated it.
When my dad used to take me to the doctor, he used to put his wedding ring on. And he used to be like, I don't want nobody to think I'm just baby daddy.
But see, I don't think people would see him and y'all in the doctor's office and be like, oh, he just da da. They would never see. They'd be like, oh, a dad.
True.
It would be a glorious thing.
True.
But when the mom walking with a child by herself, it's never just something positive. It's, oh, baby daddy ain't here. So right. I don't care. She ain't got one. It's always that.
Regularly scheduled program.
Most time he's parking the car. Or, you know, damn. Like, that's just to get me. He's parking the car. He at work. You ain't never think that part. Why I gotta be, I ain't got no baby daddy. That really used to bother me. I'm, like I said, I'm already at the WIC office. They already think I'm down bad.
Right.
Meanwhile, like I said, I'm in college. But like I said, that ain't this because I ain't supposed to be in college when I get, you know, food stamps and WIC. Mm-hmm. Well, of course I was. Mm-hmm. Hello. But I would just never forget all the other moms I was seeing there too. And I'm like, I know y'all's situation is not like mine. Right. Y'all ain't on Family Campus. And the WIC office is right around the corner from Family Campus, matter of fact. So it was just so crazy to see the people that I was with. Even when I first got back here in Jacksonville, I still had her on Medicaid.
I remember.
So we were going to the doctor's office that was Medicaid approved. I'm just looking around, just at the environment.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's all moms. Ain't no dads probably in here.
Of course.
If any.
And they're probably all looking at y'all like, oh, another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one get free help or another handout or however they looked at us. Bitch, when Cardi B said I went from WIC to LIC, I felt that part in my spirit because, bitch.
She did not say that. What song is that?
Get Up 10.
Oh, I don't listen to that song.
I love that fucking song. Stupid. She said, I went from wick to lip, nigga. I said, bitch. Yes, we did.
Phil Collins, please.
I said, bitch, we was in that wick office.
Speaking of, did you see that video of Meg cracking the hell up at Buenos Noches?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
Somebody was like, is she laughing at her or with her? I was like, both. It gotta be both.
It gotta be both. Because first of all, that was funny. Everybody was trying to, oh, man, laughing a little too hard for me. I'm like, they're friends, y'all. Yeah. Like, and she just thought it was funny. Y'all, I was in a battle with a mosquito last night again. She's
not in the closet. How did I get in the closet? So you made sure it was in the closet, or you just found it in the closet?
The most embarrassing shit. But I have to do it because I have to catch this mosquito. Every time I find that there's a mosquito, first of all, I be laying in my bed and then I hear it buzzing in my ear. So that's how I know, okay, you in here. So I go to the closet, make myself a little pallet on the floor, sleep in there for a little bit just to lure it into the closet. Once I have lured it in, I either stay in there and try to kill it, or I get out and trap it in there so I can go sleep. That's what I did today.
You are so dedicated, friend.
Yes. You cannot stay here. You can't stay here. You don't pay no rent. And mosquitoes are like terrorists. Menaces to society, okay? I woke up 3 times in the middle of the night just because the first time I thought it was in there, but I couldn't see it, couldn't hear it, none of that. I'm like, maybe I didn't trap it in here. Open the door, waited like 30 minutes, nothing. Mind you, I'm dog tired, like sleepy as hell, nothing. So I go back out to my room, lay down. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it'll come back around when I get in bed. Of course it did, so I gotta get my ass back up. Mind you, bites all over me. Gotta get my ass back up, go back to the closet, make my pallet, lay on the floor, wait for it to get in there. I really feel like they're holding me hostage or something.
And you know what another thing that bothers me a little bit? Like I said, moms have kids all weekend. Like, it's Halloween weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Dads can kind of swoop in on the holiday and then try to take a couple pictures in like, you've been here this whole time. You wasn't here when I bought this. You wasn't here when you got dressed. You weren't here when this is this. You just gonna hop in here and take all the glory and a nice little picture.
Dad's good for that, baby. They're gonna make sure they're in that photo. They're gonna make sure they come around for the holidays, okay? Y'all not gonna be thinking I'm a dead.
Oh, God forbid anybody think that.
I told you, the way I would be a deadbeat mother and think nothing of it, I would, you think I'm going to do this by myself? You going to leave me to do this by myself? I would drop this baby off at your front door.
Because we got to figure out somebody to balance it. Because in a perfect world, a mother and father would be in the same house,
yes,
sharing the same responsibility,
right,
24/7.
Right.
But if one parent happens to leave that home, why do you feel like that makes them exempt, or make that you, from speaking to you directly, why do you feel like it makes you exempt from those responsibilities that you would otherwise have to do every day?
Right.
Like, why does the one person who keeps the child have to do everything by
the majority of the work? Which is usually the mother.
Usually.
I don't know if it's because y'all feel like because they came from our literal bodies that we have to be the ones to take care of them the most, but
most of all, we will be everything but a child God if we just drop our kids off somewhere.
How
and
could
just
you
left.
Drop your child? How could you do that? How could you give them your child?
This man, you know, keep on Saturday. I'm gothic right now. Keep on Saturday, Sunday, whatever. Mm-hmm. If I don't call her one of those days, by the time I get back, you can call and check on your child.
That's not all week. I know she's fine.
I was with her for 5 days. Are you trying to tell me y'all not fit to keep her together? Because that's
something. Or that I don't love her or care about her?
Conversation. Should I be concerned to call her every 5 minutes?
Right.
So I thought y'all had it under control.
2 days? You should want to talk to her every day. I've seen her 5 days out of the week. Like, is it? What? They could really be trying to act like you are the mother from hell if you want a break. And I don't like that. I don't like when women, like, get on the internet and be like, it was this one girl who tweeted that she was just tired. Like, she's a mama and she's fucking tired of taking care of somebody all the damn time. Yeah. And, of course, everybody jumping on her like, oh, you this, you had it. You supposed to, this your child. How are you going to do that to them? Like, this can't be tired. Like, why can't people be realistic and honest about the fact that it's hard being somebody's mama?
And I'm not going to be happy about it every fucking day.
Right. It's not fun every day. Of course you love the baby. Ain't nobody said nothing about not loving the child. But taking care of somebody every day is tiring. Please stop acting like that's not normal or that's weird or she's wrong for that. I really don't like that.
I'm like, remember I told you the other day I said I'm tired? Uh-huh. And Keita was like, what you tired from? I don't give a damn. I don't know, no matter who said it. But if somebody said they tired, just say okay.
Right.
What's that a debate about being tired for? Tired is tired.
Oh, because listen, I'm so tired. You work from home. What you tired from? Last time I checked, it was still work. Why can't you just be tired?
That's your age.
I had this. Okay. Let them tell my parents, I was really getting on to them about that, because when I was asking them, like, why anybody tell me about how hard it is to be a young adult? Like, why anybody tell me that? Because every time they were talking to us, it was always, I don't have no kids. Okay, I didn't do that. What's next? Like, where am I going? Like, are you going to help me past that point? Everybody's plight when they were in their 20s was having kids. But that's not my problem. So I'm trying to figure out, can anybody help me beyond that point? But no, they have nothing to offer me other than, I do what I have to do because I have a child. That was my problem. I had a child.
Because you don't have a child. So it's kind of like, so.
Let me talk to people who had their kids when they 30.
Yeah.
Because, like, y'all ain't got nothing for me. Like,
that's true.
That was really everything. Every time they talked about their, like, struggles when they were young and they were in college, every time it had something to do with having kids young. And I'm like, is that really all I got to say about that? And I get it, because that was your experience, so that you just want to try to make sure I don't make the same mistake, that I don't put myself through the same struggle.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, so I did it. That's all you had? Like, then you got nothing else? Pointing in the direction of the people who did not have that problem. I'm going to get some advice from them. Because I was thinking, okay, I ain't had no kids. So I'm supposed to be straight. I'm supposed to be good. I'm not good. Hello.
Right, and the people who do have kids, and the people who don't have kids, be like, y'all should be straight. What you got to come on about? What you got to do? You can do that. And it's like you said, I'm not okay. So everybody has their own struggles.
Definitely.
And even the married people with kids, or the married people without kids, everybody got a struggle. So right. Don't think the grass is green on nobody's side. Everybody got a struggle.
Because some of the people that daddy's living with them, they're still going through hell.
Literally, that's what I'm saying. Even the happy married couple with kids, they still got struggles. So don't think just because you ain't with your baby daddy, or, you know, whatever, that you missing out on
always,
something.
Did you just say that? The grass ain't always green.
It ain't. Don't think everybody grass green.
Really not.
Jesus. Because you envious of, it's that damn meme. It's like a guy at the bus stop. He wrote, it was a guy riding on the bike, riding on, I wish I had a bike. And the guy on the bike riding by somebody in the car, wish I had a car. And the guy in the car kind of riding by them looking like, yeah, I wish I had a bike. Something he said. It was like in a circle.
Oh.
I was like, hey, that's some shit.
That is some shit.
Everybody want what somebody else had.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a good little analogy. Or like,
yes, it was. I was trying to what the guy in the car wanted. I think maybe somebody at the bus stop had chauffeur. Kids or something. But it was like that. I wish I had a family.
Wow.
It was like, damn. It was all envious of each other. So everybody thinking somebody else's grass is greener, but it's like, they still want something.
It's not. My daddy said that to me several times. Like, you doing better than I was at 27. You doing better than I was. Okay, great, but I'm depressed. So what you got? Like, oh, my Jesus. I'm glad that you...
And their 27 was a different 27 than our 27.
Most certainly.
Being that there are different things out there for everybody. And Jesus. Not to discredit anybody's situation where you're at right now, but then or now, but it's like, it's completely different.
It's different. Right.
It's just different.
It's very different.
But I'm glad they brought us. I am glad
too.
For that.
Yeah.
Because we could literally be leeches and just be, you know.
He said that too yesterday. He was like, I'm just glad. Because at one point, I was like saying, you know, we're trying to take our power back.
Wait, what?
Me and my cousin, I forget what we were talking about exactly, but he was just talking about how we like quick to jump. Like, if he say something wrong or say something out of line, we like, especially me, I'm quick to jump on him about it. And I was just telling him, like, I'm trying to take my power back. So he was like, that's fine, I take your power. I ain't trying to run behind no grown adult. And I was like, I heard that. Mm-hmm. That's all he said. Like, y'all good?
Because imagine how exhausting it is to take care of an adult.
Right.
I don't want to take care of the community when she's 30.
Definitely don't. You want to get Camille to the place where she take care of, honestly, you.
Hello, please. Jesus Christ. And, you know, different strokes for different folks. And I ain't picking on people that still, you know, live with their parents or live off their parents or whatever. But it's like, I don't want to be that. And I don't want my child to be that. Because that can be exhausting and draining.
Right. Matt, you tired now. How tired you going to be when she is 25 asking for
Because you're a well-bodied adult. Why are you still here asking me for shit or need somewhere to live? It's just too much.
I can see Millie being like a little you, though. Honestly, I see her with her.
Please, God.
Okay, go get it. She's not a kid that's like afraid to like speak her mind.
She's very, very well on her own.
Yeah, she do.
Thank you, Lord. What would I do with somebody that's not like me? I wouldn't know what to do.
Now, that's when you roll the dice, start having more kids. That's when shit get a little dicey.
Because that second child, wait a minute.
It could be a whole other ball game.
Uh-oh.
That's a good point. Like, raising multiple personalities under one roof must be such a mind blow.
This will scare everything. It is a fucking TikTok. It is.
What?
They usually do it with dogs. They be like, they had a little mutt or whatever. Like, I can survive through anything. Then they show the purebred dog. He's like, I think I'm allergic to tadpoles. And that's just so funny. So I think one time they did it with the first child and the second child. The first child, he just rough and tough, ruining all over the place. And the second child was wearing glasses. They had like eczema cream in front of him.
Wait
like,
a minute now. That's right. Wait a minute.
No, I looked it up last night and had one with the check yet.
Allergies.
Y'all got me fucking. He's like, I'm allergic to tap water. And this shit was so funny. So, damn.
That's so true. Them first kids do be rough and tumble as hell.
Nah, I got it.
You do be rough and tumble. That is hilarious.
I think I'm allergic to tap water. Okay.
So stupid. Under any conditions.
I think I'm allergic to tap water.
So they just play that sound of a doll. It's really funny over dolls because them mutts do be surviving anything. But they damn pure.
And it's the fact that it was a $50 doll. They put the freaking dollar amount.
It's even funny when they showed a free doll and they showed the expensive ass doll that can't do shit. Now I gotta see them over the kids because
please,
hello,
please.
Under any conditions.
This is what I was talking about. I can't look at all these creams.
No, really? Wait. It's the fact that... Please open that back up. Please open that back up. It's the fact that that's in my drawer right now.
Y'all got me so...
Everybody got me so...
I think I'm allergic to tap water.
That's so true, because Maya couldn't survive out in these streets. Me, Kira, and Knuckle, we out here, huh? I'm gonna be thinking about that for the rest of the day. That is so funny.
I think the first time I saw it was with the dogs, but then anytime I see it now, it's like I'm missing the dogs or like kids, and I think it's funny either way. Cause so true. Why I bought this $5,000 dog and you can't even drink the what?
Oh my god!
You gotta puree this dog food. Like, what is this?
You really be paying the extra money for those dogs, and they can't even do nothing.
They can't do nothing. They sick in 5 seconds.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Cause what's that about? I'm gonna really have to Google that.
You know, the mutt is just strong as ever. Eat whatever.
Cause he had to survive on them streets.
Go wherever.
I think we were struggling. Y'all don't know we were struggling. Y'all
don't
know.
Ask you what else y'all was talking about at the table.
That shit, they were just trying to be like, y'all remember us struggling. Y'all remember this. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm sure y'all struggle. Anybody trying to say, you know, because for whatever reason, I think my team was thinking that we was, I don't know, trying to like, maybe, what's the word? Say that they didn't have as hard of a problem or as hard of a time back then. But she was like, y'all just don't know. We were struggling. I'm like, okay, anybody trying to say y'all had us in the poorhouse? Like, I get that you were struggling or whatever, but what I got to do with you calling me out my name? Or like, what I got to do with you yelling at me a little too much? Or what? Like, China people was so distraught about just, it's granny. This is some scary shit. I still want to know why she think it's scary that we just voicing our opinions.
I think every parent gonna feel a certain type of way when their kids start talking about how they feel like they was raised and things like that.
Okay, so tell me, when Camille gets older.
If Camille grows up and remembers me telling her to leave her alone and be quiet and shut up all the time, I'm gonna feel so sad. I don't feel so, because I don't want that to be a core memory. Y'all gotta see inside out if y'all have it. But, like, I just don't want that to stick with her. But, girl, please leave me alone. It's no nice way to say
it. What's gonna be your answer when she, if she do come and say that?
You are taller, you are annoying. Can't talk to me. I'm sorry. Just understand how to give me, I don't know how to properly ask a 5-year-old to give me space. And her actually, in a way that she would actually do it.
Yeah.
It's like I gotta bribe you, because now, again, I'm still losing something in the process. It's not a win-win.
Oh, what you do is go sit down.
I gotta bribe you with candy, but now you're gonna be hyped up on sugar. Okay, that didn't work. Bribe you with something unhealthy like ice cream at McDonald's. Okay, so now you unhealthy. It's just like, I can't live for losing.
Bribe her with money. Bribe her with Walmart. You know?
Jesus.
I do. Because they keep saying, well, y'all have children. Oh, baby, I already... Making that mistake. I ain't even doing that, girl.
And you just brought up the second child thing. I'm over here nervous about a second child because what if you're not like her? What if you?
And they won't be.
Because
Kira and Malcolm ain't nothing alike.
I'm gonna hate to compare my children like that because your hair not like Camille's. You cry more than Camille did. Camille wasn't this aggravating. Like, I don't want to be that parent.
It really be like.
And I'm gonna be that parent. I know I am.
It really be like that. Because like I said, like five different. I got five brothers and sisters. And it's five of us in the household, so I'm like, I mean, I kind of gauge how they feel, because, like, again, we don't have to, like, none of us, I mean, like, we're similar, we have similar mannerisms or whatever, but, like, our core personalities are not the same, so that must have been really, like, two people, that's one thing, kids might have been able to manage that,
five,
that's a lot, that's a lot going on, that's a very different personality, like, we were just talking about, me and my dad was talking about how much Maya is like Tara and Malcolm, and how they, the three of them, the chocolate crew, they very much like the red crew. Very much alike. Very, very much.
Well, where you fit in? Because you're the peanut butter.
I'm the brown crew with my pops, and we very much alike.
The brown crew.
Right in the middle. But that dark skin crew, the chocolate crew, they all very, like, nonchalant, you know, don't really.
I love that for them because I feel like their blood pressure ain't gonna be
high. I don't love it and for them. And it's
me. My blood pressure just be through the roof. I feel like it be through the roof. I'm not confirmed. I haven't confirmed that yet. But like, I just want to calm down. I just want to be calm.
But y'all gonna be fucked up because when I come tell you something, you better be excited. They're not like that.
That's another thing too. Wait a minute.
Y'all said, I can't remember exactly the story verbatim because my daddy was telling it to me, but he said that like, y'all had went in and like, he was saying that when Maya come in Yana's room, like, Yana will stop whatever she's doing to, like, pay attention or, like, you know, interact with Maya or whatever. But Yana will do the same, like, go into Maya's room or whatever, or go up to her, try to talk to her about something, and Maya will just look at her. Like, well, keep doing what she's doing, but she'll just, like, look. She'll get back to what she's doing, and she'll look, and she won't say nothing, no facial expression, none of that. And Yana got tired of that. Yana was just like, what am I supposed to do with this? So, at one point, she, like, said something about it, and they was, like, having a group conversation or whatever with Tara, my daddy, and Yana and Maya. And she was saying, like, my daddy was trying to break it down, like, you don't, like, Maya, when you come to Yana about whatever, just to talk or whatever, she will stop what she's doing to give you her full attention, and she'll converse with you, interact with you, give you something. Maya don't do that. And Tara don't do that either, and Malcolm don't do it either. Because I remember one time, me and Malcolm was, like, in the living room, just watching TV, and I'm just trying to spark conversation. You know me. I like to talk. So I was like, Malcolm, what's your favorite TV show? I don't know. I didn't ask you about race relations in, you know, France. I asked you what your favorite TV show was. You can't just sit there for a little bit and maybe think about it for a second? No, he just went straight, I don't know. So when we told Malcolm that, it was like, we don't really like having conversations with you. He was so up in arms. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm like, Mal, you just don't give us nothing to go with. You just give us nothing. He's like, absolutely nothing. So I've just had to, we've had to learn, you know, me, Yana, and my daddy being kind of chatty and more open and stuff like that and really want to engage with you, we really had to adapt to living with people like that.
Interesting.
That shit is hard. Y'all don't care about nothing.
Right. Oh, trying to get somebody that don't feel to care.
Hard.
Go punch a big wall.
So I'm like, we can't change them, so we really just gotta adapt to, like, the kinds of people that they are. My dad can't say, accept me for who I am. No. I'm not gonna do that.
Accepting somebody for who they are, does that mean that I have to deal with you or I have to like you? That just means you're a rude person. And like, I'm just acknowledging that you're rude and saying that I accept you for that. Does that mean that I'm okay with you being rude?
I think it does. Okay. That's why I get a little iffy when people be like, accept me as I am.
No. Because I don't have to deal with you being a rude person, especially not to me.
I don't. Sometimes it's like, it just, I guess it just depends. Because, like, little stuff, like, Mo, if you were somebody who, I don't know, every time you came to my house, you needed to get a bottle of water. I mean, I'm going to just take it as you a thirsty bitch. Like, I'm not going to beat you down because you're trying to get some water. So, I think that's, like, I guess it depends on what we talk about. But if you was the kind of bitch that every time, I don't know, had something good happen to me, you was always trying to give me the, you know, the possible bad side. Like, you're a negative man to me.
Because I don't know, people who do that feel like they're helping you or they feel like they just got to voice some type of negative opinion about something.
I guess I'd be thinking those people didn't think you saw all the signs. Like, maybe they didn't think you thought it. I assure you I did.
Why do you feel like you have to say something negative about it?
Bitch, you were talking for 53 minutes. I had no idea. I really thought it was at the 30-minute mark.
You start talking about kids and family, it goes alone.
I have another plan, but that's okay.
That's the same people we discussed. We was like, oh, I'm going to like Miami, and they're like, oh, Miami, da da da. Like, that's the same type of person, right?
Yes. I heard Miami is real hot. I heard it's real.
Because what you want me to respond to that? Oh, thank you so much for that information.
I could reconsider going now.
Is that what you want? I got some people. I started to say thank you for that information.
Which people probably think that's so shady.
Because I don't know what else you wanted me to give you other than thank you. You wanted some type of acknowledgement. Right. Or some
that's
sort of
what
something.
It is. You wanted something. So
thank
so
you for that.
Give that to you.
Back to what I was saying. I think Miami's nice and I'm going to have a good fucking time.
And I'm going regardless of what you say.
Somebody told me they're happy about something. I was like, if Camille, I have an auntie. I'm going to say, which one? Camille, we had a dinner table. Camille, like, oh, I want over the train that flies. Well, trains don't actually fly. You know that. She's a child. Do you want to not have imagination? Or, like, what do you want? What did you want to gain from telling her that? Don't have any imagination?
Maybe trying to, I have no idea. Because it's okay for her to have the wrong answer. You know why you felt like you needed to.
Why I want to train that fly. Oh, that's cool. I'm trying to train that fly. And just move on, eat your food. We ain't got to make it a Debbie Downer moment. Fly.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, so you want to plan? Like, just trying to correct her. Like, right. Please, we don't need that.
That's it.
Thank you for that information.
Because Winnie gonna let you know when she don't want to hear what the fuck you got to say.
But even when I tried the thing where I like let people tell me stuff, you know, I'm not interested. I don't respond. But you keep talking, so maybe you think I'm. I don't understand that either.
You gotta let them know. Like I heard you, and I've received the information.
When I say that, then they still keep telling me, "Hey, Money, what you gonna do about that bottle of water?" You, told me that last time. Talk. I'm like, "Yeah, you told me. Yeah, you said that last time." I would say stuff like that and respond. They're like, "Oh, okay." And the next time you see me, you say it again. I'm like, "Oh, you said that to me already."
First of all,
you said that last time.
That when people be like, "Oh yeah, you told me that already," I'd be like, "Oh shit, I'm talking to."
I'm take the hint because I done said it to you every time I done seen you.
I'm talking way too much, and I will never say that shit to you again.
But some people don't take it, and I'm just like, okay, so what else? Like, I gotta try everything. I'm sick of it. I'm trying ignoring you. I'm trying telling you, oh, yeah, you told me that. I done try.
I'm you not stop being like that. You let people say something. You let people tell you stuff. You can be able to talk to
me. Listen, if you told me 10 times, I think that's enough. Don't you?
Because, listen, when I was walking, and he don't listen to this, so. But when I was walking with my daddy, not this past week, but the week before last, we were just talking about random stuff or whatever. And I'll tell you, he was going to tell me this story that I've heard a million times before. I was trying to, like, get him past it. He was not picking up.
This thing, I'm going to start telling you the story. Because you done told it to me so many times. Let me tell it to you.
Right, because now you know, oh, I told you this already.
Yeah.
You have. You
absolutely have. I was like, so, yeah, Kim, how did you handle that? Like, what did you do?
Please. Like I said, I was trying to, like, rush him through the story, but he wasn't really getting it.
You don't get it.
And the thing is, not even that you just telling me the story again, but you're telling it to me like it's the first time I've heard it. When I heard it like a month ago, like you're really emphasizing all the points and you doing all of this, and I just want to be like, Daddy, I've heard this. That's another thing about oldest children versus like the younger ones. I have heard all the stories there are to be told. They have not possibly, but I've heard them. You don't have to keep telling the same story over and over again. Make something new. You gotta add something new to the mix.
So with stuff like that, I'm at the point where do I stop you right before you're about to start? I'm like, oh yeah, you told me that story about John Deere. I get it. Or do I just let you finish and like grin and bear it?
What would you, if you were telling me the same story again that I've heard already, how would you want me to tell you that you've said it already?
I would want you to turn around and start telling me the story.
Really?
Because that's going to be like, yeah, but I did tell you that before, didn't I?
Okay.
It may be a click like that.
There are nice ways to do that. Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, you said this such and such, this such and such. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, so I told you this already.
Yes, and I you don't have something to be else like, or yeah, to and point.
such and such. Yeah, bitch, shut up. You don't have to do
yeah,
all.
You don't have to be rude.
You're right.
But you can't be like, oh, yeah, you told me about such and such deal when they did that.
You can.
Oh, yeah, Mo, and they did this next, didn't they?
Very polite thing. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, very polite way to say that.
You know, I guess I've tried it all, because now I'm just going to have to go with the thanks for the information.
Because you don't like talking if you said something already. Like, you want to know, so we ain't
I don't like repeat myself.
I don't either.
And I don't like for you to repeat yourself to me either. If I received the message the first 5 times. Yeah. I don't want you to waste your time telling me something. You've already told me.
And it is, like you said, it is a giant waste of time.
But I'm trying to say, it's a waste of your time, too, time. Right? Like, I'm not. Why are you mad at me? I don't want you to waste your time either. It's not just about me. Kira got so mad at me, y'all, because I just didn't. Camille does it all the time, too. Camille does it.
Does she?
Yeah, she's like, Mommy, if you just let me talk. I'm like, Camille.
Okay. Oh. You dealing with it from both sides.
I get it from everybody. I'm just like, with her, I'm like, okay, just let her finish her sentence. And then she's going
to
see him
even
say,
even though she's going to take a year
to
get to it.
The sky is blue. And I'm right. Like, I know that, but you know, I'm going to let you finish. And you, like I said, you're going to take a year to get to it. I guess just let you, because you're a child.
You told her to get to the point the other day, and I was cracking up.
And I'm trying to work on that within myself, too, because I'm a very impatient person. So sometimes people do be trying to tell me something. It's like, I'm not, get there. Like, what is it you're trying to get to? Get there.
I told him that yesterday. I was like, okay, the point. Approach it.
Please.
He was like, I'm getting there. I'm like, you're not getting there quickly enough.
There's no nice way to say that either. So I'm like, I'm going to struggle between
I was trying to be rude, too, so because he was trying to tell me about myself. And I was like, I'm waiting on you to get to the point. Can you get there, please?
I'm so sorry.
I know you're trying to give all this extra in between, but I didn't come here for that. I need you to get to the point.
And you know how I feel about information I did not ask for.
Right. Oh, God. Let you tell somebody. I didn't ask you all that, but okay. Chelsea said that to me one time, and I felt like shit. Oh, my God. First of all, we're no longer friends. I think she asked me, like, what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm watching this show Suits. It's about these lawyers, and they are this, and they are that. And she was like, okay, I didn't ask you all that, but all right. And I was like,
there's no nice way to say it. Like, Jesus Christ. That.
Bitch. First of all, that was on social media, so you ain't had no time to waste. Shut up. Oh, God. She had me so much. She reminded me of that the other day. And I was like, first of all, you're a bitch. How dare you say that to me?
Wrong. It's me cracking up because, God, this is another pet peeve of mine. I thought it was just a Monique thing. Like, you know, because I'm just not interested or whatever it is. I'm like, what are you asking?
Hell is hot for every single one of y'all. No, let me not, because I was just on everybody's side. On y'all side. I agree. But don't say no shit like that to me. That's rude.
God bless it. Kitty do it all the time, y'all.
And that's what made me think of y'all. That was the day I told him that story about y'all. And I was like, yeah, my friend, I don't want to be getting into it. Because she just feel like, so he was like, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, shut up.
I'm trying to say, be quiet. Am I supposed to listen to you because you're the adult? And I'm supposed to just let you ramble on and on?
And it don't help that those two people in particular, they like to talk. They're not people who, you know, they like to get their... They like to get their words in.
God bless it.
Pray for us, y'all. Our parents talk too much.
And then I don't have a nice way to tell you what the, you know. Shut up! I have no nice way.
I can't say that.
To either say shut up, or I'm not interested, or you already told me, or I already did it. There's just no nice way.
It's not.
So I guess we're supposed to just grin and bear it. Just let you.
And waste and shave years off our life listening to you tell us the same story over and over.
I told you, I will cut people off, start telling them the story instead.
Yeah.
You already told me this. I'm like, oh, yeah, you said that last time.
No, imagine if they just keep telling it.
People ask me the same question. A particular aunt asks me the same thing every time she sees me. Yeah, you told me.
I told you to start lying.
Yeah, I did. Yep. Okay.
Cause then, but you, then you was like, well, then the question will become something else. Oh, how'd you think? And it's like, oh.
How'd you do it? Did you set up this part? Did you do this and this? Can't really win for losing, can I? I said something the other day to Kitty. I was like, oh, something about just worrying about yourself. Just bring me joy. I can't remember what we were talking about. So I think she got wrapped up in trying to help somebody. Not help, well, I guess help somebody, but yeah. It was like, if you just worried about yourself, you would be stressed out, because you're stressed out. This not even your problem.
Right.
Just imagine waking up and not thinking about that. And it sounds so selfish, though.
It does, but that's true, though. Like,
that's
true. When I decided, like, okay, you need to start worrying about yourself and yourself only, that
opens up. When it comes to grown people, you have to wake up and worry about yourself. I can't worry about this grown-ass man taking care of his grown-ass wife and family and kids. That ain't got none of my goddamn business. It's going to stress me out. Trying to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're a grown person.
I fully agree.
Absolutely not.
Trying to figure out, like, what's going on? That was me. Like, what's going on? This don't make sense. And I'm just trying to figure it out. That's not your business. I really had to tell myself that. That's not your business.
You really drain yourself or drive yourself nuts trying to
figure out somebody
else is doing. Especially a grown person. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
That sucks. Okay. I'm not invested. I don't want to know. It's not my business. I hope my business comes. Y'all feel the same way,
right?
Because what's for unsolicited advice?
Oh,
keep it.
Oh, advice I did not ask for from people I did not.
Your podcast already long as
hell. It is.
But we'll talk about prayer. We told your grandma, oh, she's got giggy knees. Got to pray about it. Did we ever talk about the whole prayer thing?
We did. We talked about it last week, but you said something came up and. Granny said that.
Granny said that. I'll be praying. She's about to tell, that's all you got.
Right.
That's it.
And Granny, please. You gotta pray about it.
I tried to get too deep into that. You know, the saints are being an uproar, but.
That's how you say
when I'm in distress, do not tell me to pray about it. I'm sorry. Please.
Yes, how you know me, I didn't pray? Like, how you know I ain't already been praying?
So right. I am on my knees, but.
I gotta pray harder or
pray louder? Because what's going to be your response if I say I did pray?
Right.
I pray every day. You pray hard enough.
Talk to God.
Right.
Get the hell out of my face.
Sister Linda, I ain't got time.
I don't.
Because I wish you would time and say, oh, you ain't praying hard enough.
What? How do you know that?
Give me an outline for the hard prayer. What's the hardest prayer?
No, dread ass. Get caught. What's the song? Jesus on the main line. Tell them what you want. But somebody said on Twitter, they was like, when they was going to church and they was young, they said they felt like children's church. That's what it was. Somebody was like, y'all really used to be falling out in children's church just because. And I ain't forget.
You mean like fake praise the Lord?
Yes. Yeah,
like, you know, we used to shout and
fake
stuff.
Catching the Holy Ghost.
He gonna get our ass for that when we get up there.
I ain't forgot. But somebody was like, I used to feel crazy as hell in children's church where everybody talking about, you know, they talk to God or whatever, and I ain't hearing nothing from them. They was like, I'm not hearing nothing. I'm like, dang, is something wrong with me?
Damn.
Everybody here talking about they talk to God about it, and God told them, and the whole time you heard nothing. I would feel crazy as hell too.
The fact that people could use that as an excuse to get away with whatever or to justify whatever thing
that's
they have done.
That's the dangerous part about
it. God told me I could do this. I'm going to argue with you about what God and
exactly
told
me. In a how? Country that just loves religious freedom. How?
We just won't let you get away with murder because
God
the Lord
told you
told
to do
you
it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'll be trying to use God just for all kinds of crazy.
Oh, man,
and God don't support that.
God better be like, I ain't telling you none of that.
I ain't telling you none of that. Don't put me in it. Why am I in it? What's that mean?
Shout out to my name in it. I ain't even saying nothing. I love it.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. So that was this episode 60. Our last episode, we did not even say that at all during the podcast.
I thought about it this morning when I was waking up. I was like, it's the last one.
Last one.
I thought it was the second to last one, actually. I was like, just go ahead.
Yeah, no, last one, baby. We out this bitch for the holidays. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm happy because I'm trying to go.
We gotta take some pictures. We might pop out with some pictures though
next season. And I do think the next episode, like the first episode of the next season, we should do that thing you talked about listening to and picking our favorite moments. Yes. And we got plenty of time to do it, so don't be no lazy bitch. Kimberly, I'm talking to you. But your way was much smarter because you were saying just pick timestamps and listen like that. Right. I was thinking like put all the clips together. No.
A
lot of editing, girl. Don't do that. But yeah, guys, follow us on socials at Even Exchange wherever you can find us. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. I'm also @PrettyLady_. Happy Halloween. We'll see y'all next season. Bye.